Sir William Mitchell Ramsay was born in 1851. He died in 1939. He wrote well over 20 books, and he was quite a scholar. He held academic posts at Edinburgh, at various colleges at Oxford, and at Aberdeen. Among his professorships, he held the post of Regius Professor of Humanity at Aberdeen. Do you know how you become the Regius Professor? Well, you get appointed by the regent, either by the king or the queen. This is the top academic post held for the brilliant minds, and that was Sir William Ramsay. He was an archaeologist in his day. He was the foremost authority on Asia Minor, and he was also a New Testament scholar without peer. He was born into a house of lawyers. Three generations of distinguished lawyers came before him. He would later apply those skills of careful investigation and meticulous interpretation to his work, not as a lawyer, but as an historian. Well, he was educated at Aberdeen, the place where he ended up as a professor. There, of course, he set himself apart and above his classmates. As an undergrad, he had a clear sense of his calling to scholarship. He was to be devoted to the life of discovery. He received a 3-year scholarship from Exeter College in Cambridge to research on location in Greek lands right after he got his undergrad degree, and that, of course, set him on his career path. Well, the prevailing thought of the day regarding the New Testament in those academic circles and authorship of the books of the New Testament was dominated by the work of Ferdinand Christian Bauer, and this school was called the Tübingen School of Thought and Interpretation. Ramsay initially fell in with this group. This group believed that most of Paul's epistles were not written by Paul. Only maybe 4 of them were written by Paul. Most of the New Testament came much later, sometime in the second half of the second century. And especially the book of Acts was much later. They're very suspicious of the book of Acts. In one of Ramsay's books, which is on primarily Paul's travels as recorded in the book of Acts, Ramsay writes this: "I may fairly claim to have entered on this investigation without any prejudice in favor of the conclusion, which I shall now attempt to justify to the reader. On the contrary, I began with a mind unfavorable to it. For the ingenuity and apparent completeness of the Tübingen theory had at one time quite convinced me." Well, what did the Tübingen theory convince Ramsay of? Convinced him that Acts was a second century composition. And he never, as he says by his own admission, he never relied on the book of Acts to give him any reliable report or evidence. Well, after years of investigating every single detail, of retracing all of these places and looking at all of the authorities, Ramsay came to the exact opposite conclusion. He came to the conclusion that not only was Luke a great historian, but he will say that Luke is among the historians of the first rank. Then Ramsay says, "The first and essential quality of the great historian is truth. What he says must be trustworthy." And he finds Luke to be one of the most, if not the most, trustworthy historians of the ancient world, and that Luke's account, as recorded in both the Gospel and in the sequel to the Gospel, the book of Acts, are trustworthy and true. For his efforts, Sir William Ramsay was knighted, even though he turned the entire academic scholarly community on its head with his transition from that higher critical view of the New Testament to his view of accepting its truthfulness. Well, among his many books, his magnum opuses, St. Paul the Traveler and Roman Citizen, and you can find in there his recordings and all of the conclusions of his life of discovery as a scholar. So that is the life of Sir William M. Ramsay, archaeologist and New Testament scholar. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. Well, as we finish up today, let's hear this from John Calvin. He's commenting on Psalm 71:16. "The only remedy for alleviating our sorrow in our afflictions is to enter into God's strengths, that they may surround and defend us on all sides."